主任平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们再有个祷告，好吧。
Let us have a further word of prayer.
天父，我们实在赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you all thanksgiving and praise.
你不但借着你的爱子拯救了我们。
You have saved us through your Son.
你也使你的爱子成为我们个人跟团体的荣耀的盼望。
And you have made your beloved Son our individual and our corporate hope of glory.
他要成为我们的一切。
He will become our all.
他又在一切之内。
And he is in all.
我们赞美你。
We worship you.
我们把下面这一点话语交通的时间无依无靠地带到你的面前。
We bring this time of message into your hand.
因为唯有你是说话的主。
Because you are the only one who speaks.
唯有你说话才能叫我们里面的人活过来。
And only when you speak can our inner man become alive.
唯有你说话叫我们里面得到光照。
And only when you speak can we be enlightened.
唯有你说话叫我们得力量。
And only when you speak can we receive strength.
叫我们得启示。
And that we can receive revelation.
为着每一位你今天带到你面前的。
And for all whom you have brought before yourself.
不管是说的翻译的听的。
Whether speaker, translator, or listener.
我们求你从宝座把话赏赐下来。
May you provide your word from above.
让我们一同在你面前蒙恩惠得连续。
That we can all receive grace.
也一同遇见你。
And that we can all meet you.
也一同被你建造。
And we can all be built up.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，我们读一段圣经，在路加福音二十一章三十四到三十六节。
Let's read from Luke chapter 21, verse 34 to verse 36.
三十四节。
Verse 34.
你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食醉酒，并今生的思虑累住你们的心，那日子就如同网罗，忽然临到你们。
Be on guard so that your hearts will not be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of life, and that day will not come on you suddenly like a trap.
因为那日子要这样临到全地上一切居住的人。
For it will come upon all those who dwell on the face of the earth.
你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子面前。
But keep on the alert at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are about to take place and to stand before the Son of Man.
我们再把这段圣经再读一遍。
Let's read this portion again.
三十四节。
Verse 34.
你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食醉酒，并今生的思虑，累住你们的心，那日子就如同网罗，忽然临到你们。
Be on guard so that your hearts will not be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of life, and that day will not come on you suddenly like a trap.
因为那日子要这样临到全地上一切居住的人。
For it will come upon all those who dwell on the face of all the earth.
你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子面前。
But keep on the alert at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all the these things that are about to take place and to stand before the Son of Man.
在我分享这段话之前，我先问大家一个问题，因为这我也问我自己。
And before I start sharing, I would like to ask everyone and myself a question.
你多久？你不用告诉我哈，你告诉你自己。你多久没有经历到主听你祷告的那个经历？
And this is not this. You don't have to answer out loud, but answer. Ask yourself. How long has it been since you last experienced God answer your prayer?
一天呢
？Is it one day?
一个礼拜
？One week?
一个月
？One month?
一年
？One year?
或者更久
？Or even longer?
你有多久没有经历到主听了你的祷告
？How long has it been since you last experienced God answering your prayer?
这是需要注意的一件事情。
This is something you should pay attention to.
啊，换另外一个问题。
Or another question.
你有多久？你虽然主没有照你的意思听你的祷告，但是你知道主听了你的祷告。
Or how long has it been since even if God doesn't answer your prayer according to your will, but you know that He has answered your prayer?
啊，你知道主已经听见了你跟他祷告的。
You know that he already heard what you said.
但是, 他没有照你的意思。
But he didn't follow your will.
你有多久? 你经历过这样子吗? 或者是你有多久没有这样的经历了?
Have you experienced this before, or how long has it been since you experienced this?
这个我们自己到主面前去得答案。
This is something we should seek before the Lord.
这是很严肃的事。
It's a very serious matter.
这也是很实在的事。
And it is a very practical matter.
上一次我交通完之后，我就问主，下一次要交通什么？
Last time after I finished sharing, I asked the Lord, "What should I share next?"
主就把这几个字，时时警醒，常常祈求，一直放在我心里面。
The Lord placed these words on my heart that we should be alert at all times and pray.
这个时时到底是怎样的时间？
So what does it mean by at all times?
我们弟兄说是 at all time， 或者说是 at all season。
It can also be translated as at all seasons.
所以就是在每一种情况底下， 或者说在每一个时间里面。
So in any time or in any kind of circumstance.
所以祷告不是一定要固定哪一个时间哪个场合的。
Prayer doesn't have to be at a set time or situation.
所以这里说是要时时的， 就是任何一个时间你都要警醒。
At all times and seasons, you always have to be alert.
这个警醒是什么意思？ 警醒就是不要睡着了。
And what does alert mean? It means don't fall asleep.
虽然我们是已经信主了， 照理讲是活过来的， 但我们有可能因为某种缘故呢， 活在睡着的状态。
And even though we are believers and we should be alive, but sometimes we live in a condition of being asleep.
所以他就讲时时警醒， 你在任何的时候都不要让你落在那个睡着的状态。
So that to be alert at all times means that at no time should you fall under the condition of being asleep.
但这不是说你晚上不要睡觉， 你该睡觉都不要睡觉， 不是这个意思。
Of course, this doesn't mean that you should fall, that you should skip sleeping at night.
你晚上可以安心的睡觉， 但是你里面的人呢是醒的。
You can sleep at night and be restful, but within you, you should be alert.
我自己在经历这个很蒙福的一件事情， 就是替我女儿盖被子。
And this is something I experienced when I was put on the blanket for my daughter.
因为她小时候睡觉， 最小的时候都是绑起来的， 绑得紧紧的。
When she was young, she would always layer up.
所以呢， 因为绑起来， 我们都不用操心了， 对不对？
So when she's layered up, we don't have to worry at all.
那不能绑一辈子啊。
But you can't pull the blankets together.
所以到一个长大到一个程度的时候， 这个就不能再绑了。
But you can't always tie the blankets together up to a certain age.
所以呢，但是呢， 她绑起来的时候呢， 她睡觉就在床上是365可以转来转去的。
So when she had the blankets tied together, she would toss and turn around.
但是呢，不绑的时候，她仍然照样转。
But without the blankets tied together, she would do the same thing.
那转的结果就常常就是被子不见了。
And so often the result is that the blankets would be kicked off.
那她因为有先天性的 支气管的脆弱，所以他只要一稍微有状况，他就气喘，然后他就很严重。
And because she had a condition of asthma, if the condition wasn't right, then she would start experiencing bad asthma.
所以等到不绑他的时候，我反而变得很有重担了。
So afterwards, I started feeling very burdened.
因为不绑他呢， 她不小心一下就生病了，而且一生病就是气喘，而且很严重的气喘。
Because if she didn't have the blankets on, then she would probably get sick and then have bad asthma.
所以常常遇到一个问题，我是要睡觉呢，还是我要看着她盖被子？
So often the question was, should I go sleep or should I make sure that she doesn't lose her blankets?
但是感谢主，我们的主是值得赞美的，因为他知道我们需要，然后知道怎么帮助我们。
But thank the Lord, he is to be praised because he knows our needs.
所以呢，我就在睡觉以前，我睡觉以前，她可能老早就睡了。
So before I sleep, because her bedtime is much earlier.
我就跟主做一个简单的要求。I
gave the Lord a very simple request.
她要好好睡觉，我也要好好睡觉。That
she needs to sleep well and I need to sleep well.
但是呢，如果万一她真的需要盖被子，主要你就叫我起来吧。
But if she needs to put the blankets back on, then the Lord can just wake me up.
但什么时候她需要盖被子，我也不会知道，我也不知道她几分钟以后啊，是几个小时以后啊，都不知道。
But I don't know when that is needed.
但我不能把这个事情一直放在我的心上或者脑筋里面一直在那里转啊。
But I can't just have this issue on my heart or on my mind and just let it control me.
So I have to give this worry to
God. I have to cast this worry to the Lord.
能够交到一个地步, 丢出去以后呢, 我一躺下去就, 哦,
and I can throw it to the Lord so that I can fall asleep immediately.
然后一睡, 睡着了,
and when I'm asleep, I don't know what's going on.
但是可能半夜呢, 诶, 我突然醒来了,
but at, or sometime after midnight, I don't know why, suddenly I wake up. Usually my habit is that if I sleep, I just fall in a deep sleep. Then there is no reason for me to wake up unless someone wakes me up.
所以呢, 主一叫醒,我干嘛醒来啊?
So sometimes I will suddenly wake up and wonder why.
然后呢, 就有个声音说,到隔壁房间去看看怎么样。
And then there will be a voice telling me, go to the other room and check on her.
诶, 果然她现在需要盖被子。
And sure enough, at that time, she needed to put the blankets back on.
她还没有到生病的阶段, 我已经盖好了。
And before she got sick, I already helped her put the blankets back on.
所以一个晚上可能一次, 也许有两次, 也可能三次, 都可能。
So it could happen once, twice, or maybe three times at night.
但我需要在主面前蒙一个恩典。
But I need to receive grace from the Lord.
不管几次, 我回去还可以睡觉。
That no matter how many times I go back and I can fall asleep.
我知道很多人有这样的问题, 他只要 半夜只要醒来过一次，他后面的时间全部毁了。
I know that there are many people who have the problem that if they wake up in the middle of the night, they can't fall asleep anymore.
但是我们需要有主的恩典，怎么样？醒来一二三次都可以照睡，回去照睡。
But we need the grace from the Lord that no matter how many times we wake up in the middle of the night, we can go back and sleep.
那我的肉体在睡，但是我里面是醒的。So
my body is asleep, but my spirit within is awake.
所以他一叫我起来的时候呢，我还搞不清楚，我肉体好像还在那个有点。 昏睡的状态，但是他心里告诉我说：“去去去去做什么？”
So in the middle of the night, my body may still be in a semi-unconscious state, but the spirit within me is telling me to wake up and do something.
这是一个给大家可以理解的方式。
This is something that you can think of to understand.
这也的确是亲身的经历。
And this is a personal experience.
这个不是专利。
This is not some theory.
啊, 这每一个人都有机会。
Everyone has a chance to experience this.
啊, 但是时时警醒, 然后常常祈求。
So to be alert at all times and praying.
所以你里面不睡着了，你就要跟主怎么样求呢？你就很有机会求。
So as long as within your spirit is not asleep, you can seek the Lord and ask of Him.
那在这段圣经里面啊，他说在第一段说你们要谨慎。In
the first part of this passage, it says, "Be on guard."
啊，你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食醉酒并今生的思虑累住你们的心。
So that your heart will not be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of life.
然后那日子就如同网络忽然拎到你们。
And that day will not come on you suddenly like a trap.
然后36节就说什么?就说时时警醒常常祈求使你们能逃避这一切要来的事得站立在人子的面前。
And in verse 36, but keep on the alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that are about to take place, and to stand before the Son of Man. So often there are two aspects to being alert at all times. One is an issue of escaping. And the other matter is to stand before God.
所以他说我们要祷告到一个地步能够有能力逃避。
So we need to pray to a point that we have the strength to escape.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹你有没有经历过一种你知道要逃但是逃不掉的那种情况。
I don't know if brothers and sisters have experienced a condition where you know that you need to run but you can't.
我自己是有经历过。
I have experienced that before.
我知道要跑啊但是我脚就是已经锁在那个地方就是跑不动了。
I know that I need to run but my legs feel like they've been locked in place.
所以这里有一个能力是逃的能力。
So here there is a strength to escape.
时时紧紧常常祈求到一个地步可以什么能够有这个能力可以逃。
So to be alert at all times and pray so that you will have this strength to escape.
你有没有发现今天我们常常也需要这个能力啊?
Do you often see that we need this strength?
我不晓得你们经历怎样但我自己亲身经历是我记得我还在那时候还没有正式信主。
I still remember that before I was saved,
we were
going out with a few people.
他那天突然站在我的门, 那个, 那个, 他就站在我的这个, 那个房间门口,
That day he was standing in front of the door to my room. He told me something. I need to tell you something. A very important thing. So I said, what matter is it? Oh, I need to tell you that I am gay.
哇, 你知道我那时候一听到之后, 哇,
at that time, I was horrified.
诶,
and my knees were shaken.
从现在就说,
so I had no strength to run.
我是以后才知道原来这个事情还不是关于概念的问题 里面还好像有个铃啊, 呜, 就这样滑过去, 哇, 全身都是发毛。
So I was shaking because at that time I didn't realize, but there's also this spirit that is there.
但那时候我就知道说, 啊, 我没有能力跟这种人再深入的就来往。
But at that time I knew I did not have the strength to have any deeper communication with such people.
因为我没有那个能力。
I didn't have that strength.
啊, 这需要一个能力在里面。
This requires a strength.
啊, 很感谢主了, 他后来, 但是他看我这个, 好像对他这方面的反应啊, 不是他预期的, 以后他也不来找我了。
But afterwards, thank the Lord, he saw my reaction to him, so afterwards he didn't try to look for me anymore.
啊, 但是这里有一个情形就是说, 你要祷告, 到一个地步, 能力在你身上出现。
But here you see a condition that you have to pray to a point that the power and strength appears in you.
所以到了你如果万一被碰到那个环境你要逃的时候你有能力逃。
So that if you experience a certain condition and you need to run, you can escape.
那这里讲的还不是我们一般遇到的这些的就是说平常的这些事情。
But here it's not just talking about things that we encounter all the time.
这里所讲的这个要逃的呢是主的预言说在他再来以前
But rather, this is talking about that before the Lord returns, there will be 3.5 years of great tribulation.
那个大灾呢，就是人类历史以来从来没有过的艰难。
It is a difficulty that has never happened in the history of humanity.
以后呢，可能也不是再有。
And in the future, it won't happen again.
所以主要我们在这样祷告里面能够逃避它。
And the Lord wants us to be able to escape this through prayer.
但是不小心我们进去了，我们还是，因为我们不知道我们是不是一定会在大灾难里面。
But unfortunately, that we might accidentally because we don't know if we'll be in the tribulation.
如果在大灾难开始之前能够逃掉，那是最好的。
If you can escape before the great tribulation, that is the best.
但是如果正好在大灾难的那个压迫当中，那你还是需要逃的。
But if you are in the if you are at the clutches of the great tribulation, then you still need to run and escape. So here there is a strength that you can receive through prayer.
祷告到一个地步，能够真的能够逃避，那需要逃避。
That at that point you can pray to a point that you will be able to escape what you need to escape.
但是另外一面呢，要站立在人子的面前。
But on the other hand, you have to stand before the Son of Man.
我想这个能力比逃的能力更大。
I believe that this strength is even more powerful than the strength of to escape.
你想想看哈, 有多少人能够在复活升天的主面前站立得住?
Consider, how many people are able to stand before the risen Lord?
我们要见的不是一个像我们这种肉身这么软弱的人。
We aren't meeting someone who is weak like us.
我们要见的是已经复活升天执掌天上地上一切王权的主。
We are going to meet the Lord who has already risen from the dead, ascended on high, and holds all heaven and earth in his hands. Do you think we can just simply meet him? Can we just casually go to him and pat him on the back? I don't think it's that simple.
啊，你如果从圣经，我们稍微举点例，就知道说这件事情是一件不容易的事情。
If we take a few examples from the Bible, you can see that this is not an easy situation.
啊，那个保罗吧，
For example, Paul.
保罗他在往大马色的路上，他要去抓基督徒，把他关起来，或者把他判死刑。
On the way to Damascus, Paul was preparing to go and find Christians to capture them or to kill them.
从地上人来讲，他很有权柄的。
From a human point of view, he had much power.
从他自己来讲，他也觉得很有能力的。
And he felt he had much power himself.
但是主耶稣从天上向他显现。But
the Lord revealed himself to him from heaven.
他一听到主的声音就什么，从马上面就咚就摔下来了。
As soon as he heard the voice of the Lord, he fell from his horse.
不但摔下来怎么样? 眼睛看不见了。
And not only that, but he became blind.
所以你要知道说他站不住。
So we can see he was unable to stand.
当然他也是那个之后得救信主了。
Of course, that was also how he later on became saved.
那就算非常亲近主的人。
But what about someone who is near the Lord?
主的门徒里面有一个特殊的一位，是躺在主耶稣怀里面。
There was one disciple who always lay on the bosom of Jesus.
这个是他跟主特别亲近的。
He was very close to the Lord.
在主还在肉身的时候就那么亲近。
And he was that close to the Lord while Jesus was still in flesh.
那在主复活升天以后呢？ 他也是那十二个使徒里面与主最亲近的一位。
And after the Lord Jesus ascended on high, he was the one who knew the Lord the deepest.
你怎么知道呢?
How do you know?
你看他, 神借着主借着十二使徒所留下来的那些的文字, 那些圣经的话。
Just look at the words of scripture that the Lord left through the 12 apostles.
讲到圣灵或者讲到主自己最深入的就是约翰。
Only John was the one who spoke most deeply about the Holy Spirit. He could lay on the bosom of Jesus while he was still on earth. And after Jesus rose from the dead and ascended, he could have very deep fellowship with the Lord from it, through his Spirit.
所以关于怎样进入圣灵里面的交通，进入圣灵的生命的经历。
So John tells us much about how to experience the Holy Spirit. So you would think someone who knows the Lord so deeply should be able to meet the Lord easily. But let us turn to Revelation chapter 1.
启示录第一章, 第十七节,
Verse 17.
我一看见就扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。When
I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man.
他这么熟悉的主，在肉身见过，在主复活之后见过，在主升天之后，他还继续跟主在那么亲密的交通里面。
Someone who knew the Lord in flesh and someone who knew the Lord so well even after he ascended on high and had fellowship with him.
但是有一天,
but one day the risen ascended Lord revealed himself to
他说什么?
John.
他说我一看见就啪,
he said that when I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man.
像死了一样。
He was like dead.
所以你要知道说要你站立在主的面前。
So this shows you just how much strength you need in order to stand before God. I can't tell you either.
但是你时时警醒，常常祈求呢，你就可以得着这样的能力。
But if you are alert at all times and you are praying, then you can receive the strength.
你就可以得着站立在主面前的时机。You
are able to stand before God.
所以这是我们应该彼此鼓励的。
This is something that we should encourage one another with.
然后呢，这里有一些的。
There are a few things that we are reminded of.
因为这段话是主耶稣自己亲自讲的。
Because this is what Jesus personally said.
他说妨碍我们的是在哪里呢? 妨碍我们进入这样的状态是在哪里呢?
So what prevents us from entering into this situation?
妨碍我们的是我们的心思跟我们的心。
It is our heart and it is our mind.
所以他34节, 路加福音21章34节说, 你们要谨慎。
So that's why Luke chapter 21 verse 34 says you have to be on guard.
谨慎就是把你的心思放在这件事情上面。
So to be on guard is to put your mind on this matter.
不管你现在在做什么,
no matter what you are doing right now.
不管你现在是怎样的生活环境或条件,
no matter what circumstance you are in or what things you have to do.
但是你要把能够逃避那要来的事或者是站立在主面前放在你的心思上面。
But you have to put these matters of escaping or standing before God in your mind. You have to put it in your heart too.
他说为什么呢? 他说恐怕因贪食醉酒, 并今生的思虑累住你的心，就把你心绑住了。
Or lest your heart should be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of life.
什么是贪食？
So what is dissipation?
不是说你不能吃好的，不能吃喜欢的，不是这个。
It doesn't mean that you can't eat things that you like.
贪食有一个意思，就是说吃到一个地步，这个人都被吃搅昏了，就是昏昏沉沉的，一天到晚昏昏沉沉。
But rather you eat to the point that you start feeling tired.
那醉酒是什么意思呢？
So what is drunkenness?
醉酒就是不是说你一滴酒都不能沾了。
It doesn't mean that you can't touch a single drop of alcohol.
这是喝酒喝到一个地步呢，你可能会产生酒精中毒啊。
But rather you drink to a point that you're intoxicated.
你喝到一个地步呢，你实际是已经被他捆绑了，他中毒状态。
But rather, you drink to a point that you are bound.
这些东西，酒在我的心中分量太重。
That means that wine, alcohol has too much weight in your heart.
怎样吃什么？吃的东西在我身上太重。
What are the things that you need to eat that this matter is too heavy on your heart?
把我这人通通捆绑。
It binds your whole being.
还有另外一种捆绑。
And another type of bondage.
今生的思虑。
The worries.
什么叫今生的思虑？
So what are the worries of life?
这里不是讲那些，对，这里讲说就是你，怎么讲说，你就是基本生活的需要。
But actually, here it's just referring to your daily basic necessities.
每一个人基本生活需要可能不太一样。
So everyone has somewhat different necessities.
在某一些人呢，可能一个月呢，$100就很够了，基本生活需要。
For some people, they're fine with just $100 a month.
但是呢，有的人怎么样说呢？$1,000、$10,000也不够。
But for some people, $1,000 or even $10,000 is not enough.
所以这里没有讲说到底多少的数字是一个基本的需要。
So here it doesn't give you a number to represent the basic necessities of life.
但是这个基本需要呢，不管是多少数字，它成为你的捆绑。
But no matter how big or how small that number is, it can become something that binds you.
所以这些如果成为捆绑的话，贪食、醉酒并今生的思虑累住我们的心，成为捆绑的话。
So if dissipation, drunkenness, and the worries of life causes us to be bound,
显然我们这个人就没有能力。
Then it will cause us to have no strength.
那个日子如果来的话，没有能力逃。
And if that day comes, we have no power to escape.
你知道，如果你读启示录，你就发现。在第二只兽的时候，它有一个作为，就是控制人的生活。
If you read Revelation, you know that when the second beast appears, he has the power to control everyone's lives.
控制人敬拜。
He controls their worship.
然后控制人这个基本的生活。
He controls their basic necessities of life.
所以就说，你如果没有受兽的印记的话，连做买卖都不行。
So that if you do not have the sign of the mark, the mark of the beast, you cannot even buy or sell.
所以今天对我们有一个重要的学习。
So today there is a very important lesson.
你觉得你所有的供应都是从这个世界的系统来的。
You feel that all your provisions are from the world system today.
你觉得离开这个系统就没有办法生活。
And you feel that you will not be able to survive outside the system.
所以世界这个系统它对你怎么要求？你就怎么去顺服。
So what, no matter how the world system asks of you, you do it.
那你很可能就会让兽来控制你。
Then very possibly you will allow that beast to control you.
但是你除了知道说，你除了经历说，没错，我们在地上这个世界的系统是有它供应的管道。
Now it is true that there is some provision from this world system.
但是因为你在主面前跟着有一个活的关系。
But if you have a living relationship with God,
你可以在人想象不来的情况底下，你从宝座支取那特别的供应。
You can receive special provision from the Lord that is unexplainable.
他也可能借着世界的系统过来，但他也可能不借着世界的系统过来。
Maybe it can come through the world system, but maybe it might not come through the world system.
但是到一个地步，你知道，今生的思虑是压不到你的。
But it comes to a point that you know that the worries of life cannot touch you.
基本的生活需要是没有办法控制你的。
You cannot be controlled by the daily necessities of life.
今天我们多少的人就在这个基本或者是基本的生活需要底下，我们就臣服在那个下面。
Today, how many of us fall because of the daily necessities?
我们以前 读中国历史的时候说不为五斗米折腰，就是不被基本生活需要控制。
In the past when we read Chinese history, we learned a phrase that said that we aren't controlled by our daily needs.
那我们觉得哇，这是一个特别有骨气、特别清高的人。
We felt that this must be someone who has much power.
但是，如果你跟主耶稣有一个活的关系，你学会了时时警醒、常常祈求，你不用为五斗米折腰。
But if you learn to be alert at all times and to constantly pray, then you find that you will not be bound by these things.
所以这是何等宝贵。
This is a very precious thing.
所以主告诉我们的话不是做不来的。
So what the word of God tells us, it's not something we can't do.
但重要的是什么？我真的是时时警醒，常常祈求。
But the important thing is that we are alert at all times and constantly praying.
啊，我们不能只画一个饼在那，但我根本都不去求啊。我都不去跟主去办交涉。
We can't just put a piece of bread there, and we can't just never have any transactions with God.
那是没什么意义的。
There's no point there.
好，我再给大家看几处的圣经。
Let us continue with a few other passages.
啊，彼得前书第五章。
First Peter chapter 5.
要知道忧虑多厉害。
You want to see how powerful worrying is.
所以要时时警醒，常常祈求到一个地步，你这个忧虑是压不到你的。
So you must be constantly alert and praying at all times so that these worries cannot suppress you.
好，我们看一下这个彼得前书第五章第六节开始哈。
So First Peter chapter 5 starting in verse 6.
所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到的时候他必叫你们升高。
Therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you at the proper time.
你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
Casting all your anxiety on him because he cares for you.
务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子遍地游行，寻找可吞吃人。
Be a sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary the devil prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour.
你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。
But resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experience of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world.
那是诸般恩典的神，曾在基督里召你们，得享他永远的荣耀。等你们战受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
After you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace who called you to his eternal glory in Christ will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you.
愿全能归给他，直到永永远远。Amen.
To him be dominion forever and ever. Amen.
这里讲到忧虑。
Here it speaks of worrying.
这里讲到怎么处理忧虑。
And here it tells us how to deal with anxiety.
要把所有的忧虑，一切就是所有的，不管你是大的小的，你觉得很重的或者觉得很轻的，所有的忧虑卸给神。
We cast all our worries, no matter how great or how small, we give them all to the Lord.
这个卸给神的意思，这个就是丢给他。
So here you cast it to him, you just throw it to him.
所以你要时时警醒，常常祈求到一个地步，你真的是把这个忧虑送给主了，交给主了。
So you must be alert and praying at all times to the point that you are able to just give it all to the Lord.
啊，每一个人有忧虑的各种的情况是不一样的。
Everyone has different circumstances for which they're worried about.
但怎么处理的忧虑原则是一样的。
But the principle of how to deal with worrying and anxiety is the same.
卸给他。
Cast it to him.
在时时警醒常常祈求里面丢给他。
You just throw it to him as you are praying at all times and while you're alert.
你真正的丢给他，在你身上就没有重量。
And if you really give it to him, then there is no burden on you.
如果你说你丢给他，你离开祷告，你还觉得是很忧虑，那表示你没有丢出去。你那个丢出去的时候又带着绳子把拉回来。
So if you say that you cast to the Lord, but after you stop praying, you're worried again, you basically have a string and you just pulled the burden back to yourself.
所以丢来丢去还是在自己身上。
So no matter where you throw it, it's still on you.
你知道这个事情有多严重吗？
Do you know how serious this matter is?
因为魔鬼就是用这个忧虑。
Because the devil uses this worrying.
魔鬼用这个忧虑来吞吃神的儿女。
He uses this anxiety to devour the children of God.
所以如果我们今天信主之后，不管你有什么忧虑，你继续让忧虑在你的身上继续的存在，继续的在让它越来越严重。
So today if you're a believer and you allow these anxieties and cares to become deeper and deeper in you,
你有可能就是魔鬼准备要吃的对象。
It could be that you are a prime target for the enemy to devour you. Because the enemy, he uses worrying.
你有这个忧虑, 你有那个忧虑,
you have this care, you have this anxiety.
有基本生活的忧虑, 又有那个忧虑,
you worry about the necessities of life, you worry about some other things.
用尽了所有的方法处理,
you use as many types of situations to deal with them, but you never bring it to the Lord.
什么人都知道我们有忧虑,
so everyone knows about your problems, but the Lord doesn't.
是不是常常发生这样的现象?
Doesn't this happen so many times?
所有人都知道我有这个问题,
everyone knows I have this problem.
但是主耶稣说,
but Jesus said, you didn't tell me.
你没有交给他,
you never gave it to him.
你没有带到他的面前去啊,
you never brought it before his presence.
你没有真正放在他的手上, 你在他手上,
you never placed it in his hands so that it's no longer in your hands.
所以魔鬼常常用这个,
and the devil often uses this thing.
我信主这么多年,
I believed in the Lord for many years. And I have experienced this. The devil uses as many circumstances as possible to make us worry.
你刚想说,哇,我现在高枕无忧,
so at one point when you're strong, you think, I can just lay down.
哇,马上又一个东西来了,
and immediately another issue comes in.
然后呢, 我又在说,哎呀,主耶稣啊,我现在要丢啊,要学习丢啊,上次丢过,这次又丢不准啊。
So last time I had to learn to cast it to the Lord, but this time, as I'm learning it, I cast it in the wrong direction.
时时警醒,常常祈求,就是说你常常需要主教你祷告。
So to be alert at all times means that you need to constantly ask the Lord to teach you to pray.
上次祷告的话,这次的祷告好像又不太对了。
So last time you prayed, but this time when you're praying, it doesn't feel right.
上次的方式,这次来好像... 又不通了,
so last time it worked, but this time it doesn't seem to work.
所以要更新啊,
so it needs to be renewed.
啊, 那时时更新啊,
it needs to be renewed at all times.
神是丰富的,
God is very abundant.
神给我们多方面学习来认识他的丰富,
he uses so many experiences so that we can, so we can experience his riches.
所以这个不但是忧虑要卸给他, 然后到一个地步, 那个信心, 神儿子的信心在我们里面建立起来。
So we don't just cast all our anxiety on him, but at one point we experience all his faith.
所以因为你有神儿子的信心, 神儿子怎样得胜, 我们有他信心人照样得胜。
So just as the Lord Jesus was able to overcome, we have his faith, so we can overcome too.
所以保罗说什么? 我已经与基督同钉十字架, 现在活着的不再是我, 乃是基督在我里面活着。 我如今在肉身活着,
so this is why Paul says that I have been crucified with Christ, and it is not I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I live now is by the faith of the Son of God.
所以时时警醒, 常常祈求, 不但要把丢出去, 忧虑丢出去, 而是什么?
So you not only have to cast all your cares upon the Lord, but faith needs to be built up in you.
所以那个活的信心在我里面, 逐渐成为真正的活的信心,
so that faith in you becomes a true faith.
而且不但是这样子, 你学会支取神的恩典,
not only this, but you also learn to take of God the grace of God.
那诸般是诸般恩典的神, 祂在基督里招你们, 要进入祂的荣耀。
The God of all grace has called us into his eternal glory.
所以信心不是只放在
so faith is not just to experience these little things.
因为主给我们的信心, 神儿子的信心, 神儿子是进入荣耀里面去, 神要把我们也带到荣耀里面去。
Because the Lord Jesus went into glory, with this faith, God wants us to also go into glory.
因为他要把我们带到荣耀里去, 他要用许许多多我们分析不完, 我们数不完的恩典给我们。
Because he wants to bring us into glory, he will give us unspeakable and countless grace.
所以我们的日子天天都在神的恩典底下。
So each day in our lives we are living in his grace.
他说, 等你们战胜苦难之后,
so that
祂必要成全你们, 而且是坚固你们, 是力量给你们。
So after you have suffered for a little while, he will himself perfect, confirm and strengthen you.
所以今天我们有很多机会去经历这个忧虑的事情。
So today we have many opportunities to experience anxiety.
这里原因也当然也有可能有的忧虑是因为我犯罪产生的忧虑也可能。
Now there is also the possibility that some worries come about because we sin.
但这里比较着重的不是这方面。
But here it is not focusing on this type of worry.
比较着重的是你愿意专心的认识主。
It is more related to whether or not you are willing to know the Lord.
比较愿意的，比较着重的是你愿意行神的旨意，你愿意被带进到荣耀里面去。
If you are willing to do His will and willing to be brought into His glory.
撒旦的诡计很简单，你没有信主，最好你都不要信主。
Satan's schemes is very simple. If you never believe the Lord, he hopes you never believe the Lord.
万一他挡不住你，让你信主了。
And if he's unable to stop you from believing in the Lord, I hope that you don't ever know the Lord. And that you never know his will. And that you have no hope of glory. And that you never know what his calling is.
但是你如果知道了他的呼召,
but what if you do know the will of God and you are already on the way to knowing him? Then he tries to shake us through suffering.
他就用各种的忧虑来搅动你。
He uses as many cares and worries as possible to shake us.
因为这些的忧虑, 所以呢, 你本来是忘记看见坐宝座的主, 现在被他拉下来, 你一天到晚只能盯在地上。
So because of these cares, at first you had your eyes focused on the Lord who is on the throne. But because of this, your eyes are now focused on earth.
你本来跟主 时时有来到宝座前的交通，能够你这个心思、情感、意志都在更新变化，都在新造，那个新造的工作在你身上都在做，都在工中，都在成全当中。
Originally, your focus was on the in heaven, and because of that, your mind and your will and everything was being renewed by the Lord.
他一个忧虑下来，两个忧虑下来，就把你从哎呀三层天降到二层天，然后再降到完全属地。
And through one care and through another burden, he causes you to drop from the third heaven to the second heaven and eventually down to earth.
本来是应该是有盼望的，变成一个完全没有盼望的人。So
you start out by having a lot of hope, but eventually you have no more hope left.
所以主说，这个主界的彼得说，你们战受苦难之后，这是一个苦难，这是一个经历。So
this is a suffering, and here Peter tells us that after you have suffered for a little while,
他必要成全你们。 装备你们，好，从前实际上是装备的意思，坚固你们，是力量给你们。He
will perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you.
好，我们再看另外一处圣经。Now
let's turn to another passage.
这个，犹大书。On
the book of Jude.
犹大书的24-25节。Verses 24 and 25. 那能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵。 欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前的，我们救主独一的神。Now
to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory blameless with great joy to the only God our Savior.
愿荣耀、威严、能力、权柄，因我们主耶稣基督归于他，从万古以前，并现今，直到永永远远。阿门。
Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen.
这里想说,那能保守你们,
here we see that it is his power.
他是派军队来保护你们。He sends his army
to protect you.
他派军队来保护你。He
sends them to protect you.
保护你什么呢? 不失脚，这个失脚呢，就不掉进陷阱里面去。So
it says that it will prevent us from stumbling.
而且呢，要叫我们无瑕疵，可以欢欢喜喜的站在他面前。And
he causes us to be blameless and helps us to stand in his presence with great joy.
所以站在主面前是主非常喜悦的事情。So
to stand before the Lord is something that is a joyful thing.
如果我们可以被带到主面前站立，我们也是非常喜悦的事情。So
if we can be brought to stand before the Lord, that should be a joyful thing.
而且这一批人站怎么站？欢欢喜喜的站在主面前。And
they are standing joyfully before the Lord.
你如果看球赛哈，你就看球赛，就看他们打，有时候是打赢了，有时候不一定是打赢的，就是反正他就是很高兴的时候怎么样？我两个跳在一起，对不对？<笑>
So sometimes when you're watching sports, you see two players, maybe they just won or maybe they aren't winning yet, but they're very happy and then they bump each other. So I don't know how to completely explain it, but I thought of this as an analogy.
所以你每次看那个球员,
真的很高兴是蹦就跳在一起，然后胸对胸，然后肩对肩这样撞一下，对不对？他们觉得哇，太高兴了。
So you see that the two players are very happy, and then sometimes they just bump each other or give each other a high five.
这是地上的，这是属地的。
This is earthly.
但是主耶稣有没有办法让我们
比这个跳得更有把握、更兴奋，或者更受激励，到他面前去呢？
But when we meet the Lord in His presence, can the Lord also do the same so that we are very excited and joyful to meet Him?
犹大说告，犹大，这个是主耶稣的肉身弟弟，他写的。他说可以。
This is a brother of Jesus, and he said that yes, this is possible.
他要保守我们不掉陷阱。
He will prevent us from falling into the well.
他要保守我们没有瑕疵。
He will cause us to be blameless.
注意哈，他愿意，但是我们也看我的心要不要哈。
So he is willing, but notice, he is also looking to see if our heart is willing.
我心不要，那主就是愿意，我也得不到。
So if our hearts aren't willing, even if the Lord is willing, we will never receive it.
他要保守我不失脚，他要保守我无瑕疵。
He will keep us from stumbling, and he will keep us blameless.
他要保守我可以欢欢喜喜地站在他的面前。
And he will allow us to joyfully stand in the presence of his glory.
那这里面经历什么？
So what is the experience?
所以是一定看见神的荣耀。
We will definitely see the glory of God.
真的看见神了？你这你，我不知道你所信的主哈，你觉得你提到主耶稣哈，你是觉得哎呀，主耶稣啊，你很垂头丧气的样提主耶稣，还是你一提到主耶稣呢，你整个人活起来了
？So I don't know how you are, but when you hear the Lord's name, do you feel sad or do you feel excited?
啊，我记得有时候有鼓励一些弟兄们去祷告，要祷告啊，啊觉得哎。很勉强，还要祷告啊。
So sometimes when we encourage brothers and sisters to pray, they are very unwilling and they ask, "Do we really have to pray?"
我应该没有说错吧？有很多人有这样的情形，对不对？
So,
还要祷告、啊。
So I know that many people have this situation.
太麻烦了吧
？So they say this is too annoying.
我已经祷告了啦。
I've already prayed.
那表示你信的主你还不太清楚他的荣耀多大。
This means that you have not completely experienced how great the glory of God is.
你今天有祷告的机会，那是神给我们特别的恩典，特别的福气。
So the Lord has allowed you to have this opportunity to pray. It is a very great blessing.
今天你有祷告的机会，你还放弃的话
，So today if you have this opportunity to pray and you give it up,
我实在不想讲那些词。
I hope I do not really want to say this.
你知道要讲什么
？But you know what happens.
他不但是看见神的荣耀
He not only sees the glory of the Lord
威严这个这是我们比较这个文言的翻法其实呢威严这个字在原文就是大很大很大很大
But here it means that it is something that is very great
你所认识的主耶稣有多大
So how great is the God that you know
如果你说认识主耶稣就这么大像我这么大
So If the Lord that you know is only as great as I am,
所以你可能提主耶稣，啊，垂头丧气。
So sometimes you hear the Lord's name and you sigh.
但你如果提到主耶稣，他是至高者，他是宇宙的主宰，那个大到一个地步你没办法形容，但是你可能里面完全被提升起来。
But if you know that the Lord that you know is very great and he is the most high and he is the rule of all things, then you hear the name of the Lord and you are excited.
这么大的主来保守你。来保护你，你这个妥当不妥当
？So if the Lord is so such a great Lord who is here to keep you and to protect you，
然后荣耀、威严、能力，啊，能力这个字其实它是不只是能力，它是有收据的能力。
So here it says glory, majesty, and dominion, and
或者是持守 ，holding, hold together.
And here it has the meaning of holding together.
你今天你知道说哈，人改变人是不可能的事情。
Today we know that it is impossible to change people.
但是我们这个人再怎么顽固啊，主就是有办法把我更新变化。
But no matter how stubborn we are, the Lord has a way to renew us and change us.
主把我怎么样？把我带归回在基督，归在基督里，然后把我磨成神儿子的形象。
He causes us to be returned to be before the Lord, and He conforms us into the image of the Lord.
所以这个能力实在是难以形容。
This is a power that is very hard to explain.
holding together, holding, 就把它包,
it holds all things together and brings us to the Lord.
所以在他保守当中,
so we experience all his power.
而且, authority, 权柄,
and you see the word authority.
因为现在我们都不太懂权柄,
today we don't really know what authority is anymore.
我是一点点经历, 但是不太多,
I have a little bit of experience, but not much.
我在服兵役的时候当过, 当过这个, 就是执行官,
so while serving in the military, I was a minor officer.
你知道当执行官权柄很大的,
so you know that this officer actually has quite a bit of authority.
我只是一个小少尉, 但是呢, 一下命令的时候谁也不敢乱来,
so even though I wasn't a major officer, if I gave a command, no one would dare disobey.
那后面是什么? 有个权柄,
so there's an authority behind this.
有个权柄, 这是地上的,
this is an earthly authority.
但是这里有一个至高的权柄,
but here there is a authority of the Most High.
超越一切的权柄,
it is beyond all other authority.
所以你在经历主的保守的时候, 祂的保护的时候, 你经历, 你不是只是你觉得, 啊, 我先安全了就够了,
so when you experience the Lord protecting and keeping you, you don't just feel that it is enough to simply be safe.
你看见了有一个至高至大的权柄在后头,
but you see that there is a great authority and power behind it.
在我人生的经历中, 有一段时间, 我有很深的感觉,
during my personal experience, there was a time where I had a deep feeling.
我记得那时候我信主不久, 有人送我一幅图画,
at that time, I hadn't believed in the Lord for a long time yet, but the Lord gave me a picture, but someone sent me a picture of a ship.
那个人在这开着,
and that person, there was a captain, and he was on the, he was manning the wheel. And there was someone behind him. It was a very great person. At first, it looks like it's the person in the front who's controlling. But actually, it's the great person behind.
我一看到那幅图的时候,我说,啊,没错。我现在走到这个地方,其实后面那个人在指挥的,不是我。
So I saw that picture and I agreed. I am walking in my life now, but it is the one behind me who is directing me.
所以这里在保,在经历主的保守当中,经历那个人想象不来那个至高至大的权柄。
So in the same way as we are being kept and protected, we experience the authority of the Most High.
所以站立他,到他面前站立,这是件宝贵的事情。
So it is a very precious thing to be able to stand before God.
这个比逃避的能力要不知道大多少。
This is so much greater than the power to escape.
盼望主吸引我们,
may the Lord draw us to him.
真的常,
that we can constantly be alert at all times and to pray.
我还有一些话,
I have a few other words, but I believe we are running out of time.
啊, 但是呢,
but may the Lord create a thirst in us,
给我们一个鼓励,
to encourage us.
不要被今生的思虑,不要被这些地上的东西给捆绑,
to not be bound by the cares of this world today.
啊, 不要被任何东西捆绑,
don't be bound by anything.
不要掉到那个陷阱里面去,
don't fall into the pit.
免得我们那个那日子来的时候,我们都觉得怎么会是这样呢?
Otherwise, when that day comes, you will all feel, what just happened?
啊, 你如果读创世纪, 挪亚的故事,
if you read the story of Noah in Genesis,
洪水来的时候, 对于被淹在洪水里面的人, 是个网络,
so for those who were flooded by the great flood outside the ark, the people felt that they were in a trap.
他们没有,
they did not know that this was going to happen.
可能挪亚都告诉他们,
perhaps Noah had told them,
但他们耳朵不听,
but their ears would not listen. Their heart wasn't there. They did not put it on their minds.
所以呢, 等到这个洪水来的时候呢, 他们才发现,
so when the flood came, they realized that there was too late.
但是你看那个, 那个创世纪, 第六到第九章, 挪亚是一步一步都很清楚的。
But when you read Genesis chapter 6 through 9, you see that Noah was very clear on every step.
他是醒着的。
He was ready.
所以你看好,
so if you have encountered any great tribulation before, you, what is your feeling?
许多时候我们遇到一个重大的难处来的时候, 你突然这个人就, 失去记忆了。
So sometimes when you, experience a great difficulty, you are in shock.
我记得有一次，有个姊妹打电话给我说啊，你跟某某人联络一下。
One day there was a sister who called me and asked me to communicate with someone.
啊，我就跟她联络。
So I went and talked to that person.
啊，什么事啊？
So I said, what happened?
他说我今天去看医生了，医生跟我讲说我活不过三天。
Today I went and met the I went to the doctor and the doctor told me I had 3 days to live.
然后他一听了，他说我整个人一片空白。
So he said that when he heard that, my mind completely blanked out.
不但一片空白，连要怎么走路，连回家的都没有力气了。
And it was blank to the point that I did not know how to walk back home.
他进医院是还好好的。
So when he went to the hospital, he was still fine.
他就听这么一句话说，你活不过三天。
He just heard the words, "You have 3 days to live."
嗯，然后他就整个人就懵掉了。
And then he was completely in shock.
啊，这是一个情况。
This is one condition.
可是你看挪亚他经历那整个世代的毁灭，但是挪亚对于每一个过程都很清楚的记载。
So Noah watched the complete destruction of humanity, but in each step, he was very clear.
发生的是几月几号？
So what day did it happen?
过了几天？
How many days passed?
又发生了什么事情？
And then what happened?
又怎样过去？又过去，又过去。
And how did that pass after a while?
好像他站在旁边，客观的在那里看。
It almost seems that he was an onlooker to this event.
我相信有一个能力在他里面。
I believe there was a power within him.
这个能力是胜过那些的灾难。
And this strength was beyond all the tribulations.
你知道我们遇到很多那些艰难灾难的时候，我们整个人都垮掉了。
So oftentimes when we encounter these difficulties, we completely do not know what to do.
什么都不记得。
We don't remember anything.
但是挪亚都记得。
But Noah remembered everything.
而且还记下来。
And he recorded it all.
表示里面他里面有一个能力是我们想不来的能力。
It means that there was a power in him that is beyond our imagination.
当我们时时警醒，常常祈求。
May we constantly be alert at all times and pray.
我们一起经历主的大能。
Let us together experience the power of the Lord.
一起经历主的释放。
To together experience Him setting us free.
我们若蒙主的怜悯，也许我们可以欢欢喜喜的站立在主的面前。
And if we have the grace of the Lord, perhaps we can stand joyfully before His presence.
我们祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们把这些话再交回到你的手中。
Lord, we commit these words back into your hands.
你看为有用的，给我们回头的亮光。
For those words that you feel are useful, may you give us the light of looking back.
你也用宝血遮盖来捆绑仇敌的任何的诡计。
May your blood cover all schemes of the devil.
愿主把我们带进到能够真正时时警醒、常常祈求的世界。
May you bring us into the reality of being alert at all times and always praying.
那逃避那一切要来的事，并且可以站立在人子的面前。
That we can escape from what is to come and we can stand before the Son of Man.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.